Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Been very struck by a brief excerpt of an article that I read in the Magnificat magazine. And it's written by Blessed Raymond Jourdain, who was a 14th century French spiritual writer. And this is 14th century, so whatever we're dealing with today, they were dealing with then. It has different external forms, but the internal struggle of the world, the flesh, and the devil is in us all. And choosing for God, that struggle is universal. So though this was written in the 14th century, it's applicable right now. And those of you who have been listening to me this week will understand even more. If you haven't listened to me this week, you can go online to our website, renewalministries.net, and you can pick up a week's radio programs right there on the website. And see what I've been trying to say all week is we need to make choices. You don't drift into the kingdom of God. You don't drift into heaven. You need to make choices. Otherwise, you drift because of the world, the flesh, and the devil. You drift to what is immediately satisfying. You drift in that direction, and it will take you way off course. Listen to what this blessed in the church has to say, Raymond Jourdain, what he has to say. So it is written about one who loved earthly things. You say, I am rich and wealthy and lack nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and pitiable, destitute, naked, and blind. I advise you, buy gold tried in the fire that you may become wealthy. He's quoting scripture here. You say, and we can say, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I lack nothing. Now, most of us can't say that, but there are people who can and do say that. I am rich and wealthy and lack nothing. And yet, even if we're not in that category, there are things that we cling to, things that identify us, things that we like to be associated with, and many of them can lead us astray. You say, I am rich and wealthy and lack nothing. You do not know that you are wretched and pitiable, destitute, naked, and blind. That's what we are in the eyes of God if our choices are leading us to building our own kingdom and satisfying our own desires. It will eventually lead us astray. Scripture says, I advise you buy gold tried in the fire that you may become wealthy, truly wealthy. That's what I've been trying to talk about all week, choosing those things that lead us into the kingdom of God and make us infinitely wealthy because we share in the very life of God. That's the gold tried in the fire. The fire are the difficulties and the challenges of life. But if we truly follow Him, those challenges and those difficulties purify us, make us ever ready for His kingdom. Blessed Raymond says, O kindest Lord Jesus Christ, consuming love, what a wonderful lesson you have shown us sinners for our salvation in warning us to buy tried gold, by which is understood wholehearted love. For as gold surpasses all other metals, so does love surpass all other virtues. However, this gold must have been tried in the fire of your love and made to burn through and through by this love of yours. It cannot be bought for any money, but by a good will, good desire, good disposition. Thus nothing can be bought that is better than this love, and nothing is more precious than this when it is gained. When I know His love, live in His love, live out of His love, all my priorities change, and there is nothing more precious than that. O most gentle Lord Jesus, prays Blessed Raymond, rich in love, I am wretched and pitiable, destitute, naked, and blind. Give me this tried gold, that is, love of you. so that my heart may be set on fire with it, that it may be restored and calmed in you, and I myself, enriched by your grace and love, may reach love's eternal kingdom. That's what I want for us. For all of us who listen to this program, I want it for everybody, but I can only speak to those who listen to this program. I want you to know love's eternal kingdom. And it means making those choices now that put us in that position to embark on that journey without wasted effort and wasted time. The first reading for this Sunday is from Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. In other words, everything around us, we want it, we desire it for me, me, me. That's vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune, for what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. You see, what's happened is we get so focused on self that we can't see the bigger picture of the kingdom and our part in that kingdom and what God wants to give us and how he wants to grace us. If we're so caught up in gaining and grasping and hoarding all the things of this world, it's vanity. It leads to nothing. It's not worth our time, our attention, our talent. Psalm 90 tells us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Read all of Psalm 90. Read it over. Read what is given to us, the portion that's given to us for the Mass, but read it over and over again. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And he does speak to us, but he speaks to us quietly. We have to be attentive. Quiet. Listening for his voice. We can do that even in the midst of busyness if we're really seeking the Lord. He helps us to hear his voice. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 11. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. If you've been raised from death to life by the death of Christ, then seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. And I don't mean that you don't have to have earthly responsibilities. We do. In that sense, we think of and need to think about earth and its priorities. But that's not my full priorities. Those are sub-priorities where I have responsibility. But my full priority, the major priority, is advancing toward the kingdom of God and making those choices and decisions, which actually, if we do, help us in our earthly anxieties and our earthly responsibilities. If we've got our sights set in the right direction, we will have wisdom to handle the things of this earth. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. So put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is actually idolatry, because we've put the greed for getting these things and having these things and accomplishing these things. We've put them above putting our time and our energy into loving God and being his disciple. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free. There are not those kinds of categories in heaven that there are here. But Christ is all in all. The more we are in Christ, the more we're united with one another, but most of all, the more we're united with the very source of life itself. Live life as God intended us to live it, by you making the decision to reprioritize your life. And the gospel, Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And he replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." See, the man wants what he wants, and he wants it so much he's willing to cry out publicly. And notice Jesus calls him friend. He says, friend, don't. In other words, don't go, "I can't make those kinds of judgments. That's not why I'm here. That's not my purpose. But you take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, your life does not consist of possessions." What are your goals? He's telling him to readjust the priorities of his life. What is most important to you? Seek that. And Scripture tells us other things will be given us besides. When we put Christ and his values and the values of the gospel in first place, he will provide. And then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. And he asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." Notice he wasn't giving it away to the poor. And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns. I'll build larger ones there. I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. So rest, eat, drink, be merry." See what his priorities are? They aren't the priorities of the kingdom, or he'd be out giving away and feeding the needy. But he says, I got everything now. It's all stored up. Now I can eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." There's the key. I want the highest priorities of my life to be what matters to God, not what matters to me, not what soothes my vanity and my pride. I want my priorities to be what God's are. How do I find that out? By praying every day, by feeding on the Word, by repenting of my sin, by opening myself to God in his action. And he will, in his own silent, unimaginable way, he will reshape your values when you give yourself to him and say, "Change me, shape me, help me, give me courage to make the right kinds of decisions." And I would add one more thing today. Make one decision today, one decision of something in your life that you know needs to change or be eliminated. Make one decision. If you can make it today, if you can't make it today, over the next couple of days, don't let it go any longer than that. What is it that you need to turn away from that marks you as one who is not fully given to Christ, that is not truly a disciple of Christ? What priority, where do you spend your time, your talent, your energy? What one thing needs to change that you might more clearly be seen as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a son or a daughter of God the Father? One thing that will make you more a temple of his Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, make that choice as soon as you possibly can. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.